Lights in the department, so, and some plans that he'd like to see happen within the next few months or so. So go ahead, Raymond.
Yeah, the reason I'd like to talk to y'all is that I want to improve our building department. It's time to expand it. We are now one of the fastest growing counties, Cherokee County, in Alabama. We're tied with Marshall County at fifth. We're growing, and we've been growing. And if I had a crystal ball that I could count on, I'd tell you that the next 5 years is going to be very interesting. I get calls from developers, from corporations that are looking at us here. And you can kind of, a little hint would be, how many billboards have we had put up in the last year? And we've got telecommunications coming in. We've had the corporation want to come in and build 165 houses. And we weren't able to provide sewer and water at this point. So all the indicators show that we're past due for an expansion. And what I'd like to do is I would like to request a dedicated permit clerk for the building office. Also, our own email, a dedicated email. And our computer and everything, of course, that's coming. But I want to get it dedicated and get it in place as soon as we get over into the new city hall. And my long-term goal is for the next 2 years and 3 months is to build it into a building department we can be proud of, because I'm getting old. I'm looking at retirement in June of 28. And before I leave, I sure would be happy to know that we're reflected more of other cities around us. I've been going to other cities, and we've been talking to them how they do things. And at this point, we're behind. And the establishment of a permit clerk. And then in next year's budget, I would ask you for a replacement that I could start training. I'd love to have a good full year to train the next building inspector. So if you have any questions, I'm willing, ready, and able to answer.
Now, Raymond, if we hire, after a year, if we hire another building inspector, and would he be on, he or she be on part-time or full-time the year?
If I would like to go in, it could be part-time. If we go part-time and get the right person, I could start training. I would love to be able to work beyond 2028 if my health will allow, because I love what I do. I don't really want to retire, but it's getting harder to make roll call. And if we do an assistant, a part-time, then maybe I could go further. And then, because I may not make it another 6 months with my legs. I just don't know. And they're still trying to find out what's wrong with me. But and if we hired a full-time, I would rather wait and put it in the next budget for 2027 when it rolls around, that I could have a whole year to train him. I myself wouldn't mind backing off and doing with less time and being part-time myself. I just want to make sure that I get somebody who's going to really want to do the job and that's interested in the job and that will do the city a great job, as well as my choice as permit clerk is Melissa, is because ever since she started helping me, she's had a great interest in it. She's learning. She's very smart, capable to do this. And a permit clerk has a lot more responsibilities than most people think. And she's not just going to be the permit clerk. She's going to manage the Office of Building Department. We want to get caught up on our records keeping. you allowed me to get a, in this budget, to get a tablet and a, to mount my truck to where I can go out, do my inspections real time, type them in as I go, shooting it back to our office and documenting it in a computer where we can have access to it all the time, instantly, managing that office. And it's going to be a great task. She's going to have plenty to do. And she's also, I'm like, she loves it. She shows good interest. She's gone with some of the meetings with Dawn and I. We taking her to the Alabama, East Alabama Code Officials Association, which I'm a member of, and she is too. But very capable and very willing. And Don can tell you from the meetings that he's gone with us that the last one, there was about how many cities represented? Five cities, I think?
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Well, I think more.
And in the open forum at the end, we asked questions, you know, how many employees do you have in your building department? Well, three, four, five. There was one city with a population of 7,000 that was our closest comparable. They had four employees. They had a clerk, a chief inspector, and two individual inspectors. So, and we talked a good bit that day, and this is not, I'm not talking about me, I'm not bragging on myself, but one of the cities said, how do you do all that? You won't find nobody here that would do what you're doing with one person. And I'm not saying that to brag on myself, because I get help. I got Bobby Paul in the street department with eyes out. For years, I said, if you see something, how about call me? I get help from Paula. I get help from Melissa. It's just not me doing it. But it's time, with the growth we're having and what our future looks like, to focus and dedicate this department to come up to speed as far as an intellectual age we live in, of doing things at the speed of light. We're still doing paper permits and I get a lot of calls from realtors, corporations, contractors from out of state who are doing their due diligence on a piece of property. They might say, hey, on this particular property, are there any open code violations? They've got about 11 questions that they ask that we're not staffed to answer, because those documents are in a cardboard box in a wooden closet in the old city hall. I can't even go there without having an official with me to look through records. So we're just not staffed to give these answers. And it's a little bit embarrassing, I don't mind telling you, but we can do better. But it's gonna take focus. It's gonna be adding one critical member to this department, our own email, and some new record keeping skills and a little equipment to get us there, and maybe a program or two. We're not out to look for some $15,000-$20,000 program to I get contacted by companies all the time, hey, let us do your permits for you. I don't want that. We want to stay personal with our city as far as doing permits. As far as business license goes, somebody else has to speak with that, because that's not in my purview. I know it's complicated, and I know the way we do it takes a lot of time, but there's a part that we need to put a little attention on and get to a sweet spot with how we're going to handle that. I want to improve it and leave it in good shape, and that's about it. If you got any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
I'd like to point out something. Raymond said I went to a couple, three meetings with him, with other building inspectors and all. You know me, I got to ask the question too, so, you know, I get to ask the question. But here's what we got to think about. Raymond is our building inspector, but he's also a project manager. You ever realize that? All these projects we do, he's the one that's on top of it. Raymond, did they do this? This city hall put 5 years on me. And so it's just, Raymond, what about this? When are they coming? So he's actually a project manager along with a building inspector. And my point of view, the project manager is, I don't say more important, but he's, we've got to have a project manager. We've got to have somebody that can do that. And Jay Atee, Mayor Atee, that how many times do we call on Raymond? Well, check with Raymond. Matter of fact, I called him yesterday. Raymond, who do we need to see about the ice machine and the cooler? And he said, well, let me call this guy. And so I just turned it over to him, and he's going to find out who it is. So just to let you know, it's more to it than just a building inspector.
And I call it myself a lot of times. I'll say,
oh, well,
see something going on, what's going on over here? And he'll tell me, you know, well, they put in a permit, this is what they're doing. And he goes out and inspects and everything. He does a tremendous job, plus all the paperwork and everything. I can understand, you know, he definitely needs some help.
Well, I appreciate y'all saying that, and I love what I do, and I want it to be right, I want it to be good, and we're growing. And I love doing the project management. I like getting quotes. They're hard to get. I spent 4 hours with Tom McElrath yesterday over there about our new city hall. We're getting close, and we already got a move date. There's a lot of things to do for me other than inspecting, but and in project managing, we saved $250,000 on that park, the baseball concession stand and all that, by being able to do a one-time in-house project. We had quotes for $536,000 on that, and one was $600,000, and we were able to do that whole project for about $260,000, $280,000, somewhere in that neighborhood. But I like doing that too. But Father Time's catching me, and I don't want to leave here and not have the building department running like a fine watch.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, and I know I've mentioned this, and I feel like we should mention it again. We've had a ton of problems with our business license.
Yes.
Did I tell you that? Philip knows. I'm going to tell you this. The reason we went hiring out our business license was on coming in, Jay and Philip.
We was
the three that pushed that, and I've told them I'm wrong. They aren't simply done it, but anyway. But so if we could bring our business license back in, okay, they're charging $13. Am I right on this charging the FAA? Right, Phil, they're charging $13.
They're charging us $13.
Right, and we're charging them
$10,
right. So basically, if we could bring, I'm trying to justify some money here. If we could bring that back in-house, then that money would actually pay a salary of a clerk. Now, let me back up here. First thing we have to do is, y'all know we got to post a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, Melissa might not be, somebody else might not, but it's got to be posted and go outside. You don't know how that works. But The thing about it, if Melissa, say Melissa did get the job, then we gotta replace her. We have to replace her, and be honest with you, I know business license has been a pain in the past, but the thing is, I think a lot of it's got to do with the way we've been doing it all these years. You know, files this, files that, pulling out paper, writing everything. I think we can get a program that, and I've talked to Melissa and Raymond both about this, where she can go in and bring it up and us fill it out and hand them our business license, and that puts pretty much be the end.
Yeah, that being said, that table of hand stuff and
hand stuff and envelopes and what they've been doing ever since
months.
Center's been a seat.
Yeah, for us to get into the computer age,
right.
We're a few years late on it, you know, but we're still behind.
Yeah.
You know, this would just bring us up to speed, and it'd make it a lot better all the way around.
Right. And so anyway, anybody else got any questions?
What's
Karen, you still arguing, Caritha?
Yeah, I was going to let our building committee members pick up
okay.
If there's anything else.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, what are the complaints that you have on the Avenue, right? Avenue does the business license.
Yes.
What are the biggest complaints we have?
A lot of people can't do it. And then when they do it, then they need to call them. They get put on hold for 2 hours. They don't even come back and answer them. It's just, it's a hassle.
Okay.
I think we should have it where someone...
That, I think it's our responsibility as a city, since we introduced the new program, to train our personnel to be able to help with citizens, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Karen, to speak on that part, we have reached out to Avenue. Avenue is going to send a live rep to do training for us. And they have reached out to Melissa to get a time, so we are getting some live training coming soon in regards to Avenue.
Y'all tell me, but I think the people in City Hall should be able to answer the questions, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I just want to make sure we agreed on that.
My way of thinking is if Tori's got a business and he comes in and needs his business license, he should be able to walk up, pull them up, and we do them right there. And also, like Gadsden, you remember we went down to City of Gadsden? Mm-hmm. City of Gadsden had a couple of computers set up up in the lobby there, and they could come in, Philip could come in and get his business license, they'd go in there and fill them out and get his business
and
license.
And they would help.
And they would assist if he needed
it. Just a little kiosk outside the main door of the building department, and they need assistance. And we can do that. And
well, something like that would help a whole lot, because I just, you know, imagine somebody close to my age or whatever that's not the best on the computer and everything come in and try to navigate through it.
Right.
And but if we, you know, if we have a computer and everything set up, and they can say, "Let me hit."
Yeah. And that's the training.
Get them through it.
That's the training Caritha's talking about.
Yes.
And the people that use Avenue and are having success with it, they love it. But there seems to me like more of a struggle of people having problems with it.
It is. And well, like, I've heard it's
people
there's
my
more
age,
people that
you know,
are not able to do it than he is able to do.
I know I have a business that does fishing license like that. They have a computer set up, and you go help yourself, but they can help you if you need help.
Mm-hmm. And I think the mayor's said before that he's had some calls about that.
Oh, yeah. And bringing it back in-house gives it back to the personal touch, in my opinion, you know.
Right.
You deal...
Well, are we making a decision on that now, or are we just talking about providing training on the current system?
No, we're actually not making a decision on anything. We're just discussing it. We're discussing different options, how it would work. Sid,
I'm just absorbing this right now. This is kind of new. I've never been involved with that. The question that I guess it stuck my mind goes back to the clerk, assistant, all that. And since this is new to me, are we talking about, or is this, we're talking about creating a new position, and are we talking about dual stuff here? Are we talking about, like, for instance, Melissa has been helping in doing this. Are we looking to create a new position and then hire another somebody to come in her place? Or are we looking, is this a dual enrollment where she's going to take on and do both of these jobs?
This would replace, take her from where she is now, dedicate her to the building department, and replace that position is what I'd like to do.
And just a point of clarification earlier, the first thing you have to do is get, before posting, is to get the approval of the city council at the next meeting, I think, April 14th.
Yes, that's why I wanted to call the committee meeting first before I get it started.
Yeah, and then post the position. And then if Melissa's successful in the new position, then post Melissa's position.
Right, that's what, but yeah, right now we don't know which way we're going to turn. We're just trying to put everything out there to discuss, and any questions, and Jake, the mayor, you got anything?
We're looking at her also doing business license too.
Yes.
If we find the right program.
If we find the right program.
We can
personally.
Without stuffing the envelopes.
Right, without doing the stuffing envelopes and a program to do it by. My opinion, we need.
Hold on, I missed that because I thought the business. Melissa currently does business licenses, correct?
No, Avenue does.
Yeah, you do it yourself, actually.
Well, okay, then is Melissa our point of contact on business licenses? Who's responsible for business licenses at City Hall?
Paula, Melissa, Rita was, who's ever.
Point of contact, right. And responsible.
Yes. I thought Melissa was that. So that's what I was thinking, that
whatever, I was mistaken. I was thinking that business license responsibility would stay with Melissa's current role, and
she was,
the new role would be just
permit
building permits.
She would, in the past, it's just been all hands on deck when it comes to business license, who's ever can work on it at the time, but she would be able to do business license if she had the right program. She'd be able and willing to do them.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what that is yet. But
so
if it's going to take 3 or 4 months of her time, you know, if business license winds up taking 3 or 4 months of her time out of my office, that's not good for my plan.
Right.
Here.
Well, and I think the efficiency committee, Carita, that you've already started looking into that training, that's something that the efficiency committee should take under consideration and decide how we're going to move forward on business licenses, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Before, I think we need to make that decision before we confirm the job description. And it can be done quickly, I think, but before you confirm the job description of a potential new role.
Yeah. I'm thinking, of course, y'all know I'm not computer savvy, but I'm thinking if somebody came in and needed a business license, Melissa or whomever would be able to click on it. It come down and it put out a form, and they could fill it out, or either we could do it in house, or they could do it at the little side computer over there, and that way we wouldn't need Avenue or anything. We could print out the business license right there.
I'm gonna ask a stupid question because I'm ignorant about that kind of stuff, but is it not possible to have a email account for business license with every business owner on this email, to where all the notices could be sent out to business people via email, and for those in business who don't do email, don't understand that, could come in to our kiosk and get assistance from whoever there. Is that, do you have to have a program or can it be done via email?
That's a Karen and Caretha question.
Karen and Caretha.
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, Raymond, I meant to say earlier, like Caretha saying, you could definitely get an email right now for your building department.
Okay.
We can work with Leah on getting that set up to help okay. you out. We all got individual emails when we started, so we can get that started for you. And I'll let Caretha talk to, I have opinions, but I'm not that close to Abby. I'll let Caretha talk to the other.
Well, to be honest, I'm sorry, Karen, I'm just now getting engaged with Avenue, so I don't know what all it can do, but talking from Melissa and Tyler, they're saying that we got to have some type of program, whether we use Avenue or don't use Avenue, we still gonna have to have some program for a business license. They said in the past, they didn't know all the capabilities that Avenue provides, and I know one time before we said that Cityclub wasn't using Avenue, and we found out that Cityclub was using Avenue, and they wasn't having any issues using Avenue. But I'm to be honest, I don't know what all capabilities or what all Avenue can do yet.
But we'll
come in and explain.
Okay, and we can from the efficiency committee follow up on this building committee. I mean, building permit clerk. I really think it should be dedicated to building department, mm-hmm. and Melissa's current position includes business licenses in whatever shape or form we end up doing that, you know. But I think it should be two distinct. I don't think we should muddy up the building department role with business licenses, because I'm not sure, and I can follow up with Caretha, we can follow up on this. What else is on Melissa's desk, what else she does. But I know she handles some cash, but we can look at that and see about that role handling all of the business licenses of being the main point of contact for that.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to me like business license should be categorized in the building department.
I agree. I think business license should be whoever's at that front desk role,
right.
And building permit clerk is separate.
That's the way it is in the surrounding cities. And now she will have a dual role here. It's just not a building permit clerk, but she's going to manage our office. So like, say, the city of Oxford, they have a manager and an office, office manager plus the permit clerk.
Or the building department, you mean?
Yes, the building department. So.
Yeah, she said that you're requesting a role that manages the building permit, but also does other things for the building department.
Yes, and there's a lot to,
yeah.
there's more to the management side, because we want to keep immaculate records at our fingertips that we can access for any corporation or individual at any time and answer some of these due diligence emails we get. And plus, going back in time to a previous permit, is there any open violations? There's a thousand questions can be asked about any given permit that's on the market in real estate or even insurance companies, and it's never ending. So there's as much to do as managing the building office as there is being a permit clerk. She'll have her our zoning book, that's our Bible, and zoning meetings, there's always and violations, zoning violations, you can look in our book and see the amount of work. She's going to be very busy, and it'll free me up to have more time to do inspections, document them. Because sometimes I'm hitting one over here, hit one over here, and I'm dumping them in my email with pictures and shooting them back to my email. But right now we're trying to keep them on hard copy. So the time you get all that, make copies, put it in a file, put it in a box, store it in the you know, I don't see we need to be doing that. Now, y'all may teach me something, I don't know, but in today's age, we shouldn't have to be doing hard copies, shouldn't we?
We shouldn't have to be going to family.
Yeah, I agree.
She could actually help with the zoning maps then.
Oh, yeah. I'm teaching her that part now, how to read a zoning map. That's one of our tools. I mean, that's one of our important tools. There's lots of zoning violations here in the city of Central. And Caritha's done a good job as far as, I think, Caritha, you posted the first Facebook post about responsible citizenship in the city, about knowing that you live within a municipality, and there are rules and regulations and ordinances and zoning. I think the city can really benefit from knowing that when you do live in a municipality, it's not like living out in the county. And she's already got on board with that. And we want to help the city. You'd be surprised how many people, I go out and I see a violation or somebody signs a complaint, I got to go out and investigate a violation. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know we weren't supposed to do that in the city limits. They just didn't know. But that's a good thing. I'm impressed by whoever came up with that idea about let's talk on Facebook about this. So, it's good.
So these maps that you've been wanting to get, what you're talking about, like the updated
The updated. We still have to have all the information in the clerk's office sent to the.
She could help get that done.
Yeah, she could help get that done.
Because that falls under zoning.
Yeah. She would have to have authority to find the information and be with permission to go seek it and bring it out and get it down to Eric Wright down there.
Yeah.
Well, I've been pushing that, you know, and she said she's getting stuff together now.
I think we've got to go back 12 or 13 years to get it updated.
We've never had enough.
It's 12 years old. That map's 12 years old.
We've had no updates since that established, since the ordinance were established. And Eric Wright told me that they need to be turned in every year, kept updated every year.
And they do that for free.
They do it for free, but he said y'all had no updates.
That's a 2014 map.
Mm-hmm. So we got to get up to speed with that. And, you know, it's hard to answer zoning questions and when you don't have a current map.
And Raymond, were you there? What ordinance, what's our book of ordinances? I think I sent a text. What's our current year that we need to get up to speed? Let me see. 2013, yeah. Is the 2013 City of Center zoning ordinance the latest?
That's when it was established and adopted, was 2013.
And it said the book that, like, we have, or the soft copy, mm-hmm. that we posted is prepared by the East Alabama Regional Planning and Development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 2013. That's where we're at now, in 2026, yeah. And I'd like to run this by you too, and Caritha's good job of putting Facebook about responsible citizenry is, you know, the commission, Eric Wright's office, the
East Alabama Regional Planning,
they provide those books to us. I think my research shows at no cost. So couldn't we pass that on to anybody who wanted to come to City Hall and pick up their copy instead of charging $5? Can we just say, hey, come by City Hall and pick up your ordinance book and learn about living in a municipality?
Well, if it's given to us, it's free to us, right?
Mm-hmm. They don't charge for it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take it back.
Making multiple copies and not charging it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I might be.
No cost to us. We should not charge the citizens.
Right. I think he did tell me this. Well, there might be a small charge for material or whatever, or making the copies, but it's not hardly nothing. So he said, they might charge you a little something for making the copies off. But I remember Jane Pooley always put a editorial in the Weekly Cherokee Herald about real estate, teaching us, did you know this about that? And it was very educational, and she was dedicated to it and did it every week. And I learned a lot about real estate just by reading her editorials every day. And I like that same flavor, except now we can go on steroids and do it on Facebook and have the same kind of thing. And I would be willing to come up with an editorial, work with Caritha, and come up with some little editorial weekly. Say, did you know that you can build your fence on the property line, but common courtesy, people always back off 6 inches to a foot, but state law, you could put it on just little stuff. Mm-hmm. It don't take a couple of paragraphs, two or three or four, just to educate, you know. I'm excited about, I've been here, 9 years, but I'm really excited about the energy and the productivity of this council, everybody working. It's good. I feel like the city of Center can really, really take a giant step forward. And in my opinion, it's just in time for what's coming to Center Alabama.
And Raymond, this is Caritha. I want to piggyback on that. All those posts that you see on the Facebook is definitely a joint effort. We all work good together.
Yes, it shows, y'all. Yeah, it shows.
Caritha does the ordinances,
so. We do it all together. We work good together. I think we're great there. Yes, we work together.
That's what it's all about.
To pass that off to a new person in City Hall, but. It should be a city employee doing that.
What do we do from this point? We have another meeting or what do we want? Any other questions anyone's got? Tori, Sid, y'all have anything?
I think the main thing is you need to do a job description, write up the job description to be very clear. And we have a job description of Melissa's that I'm going to get. It's the one from Auburn from 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can get it from Sherry and Jay or Raymond. And we need to compare that and be clear as to what that role, Melissa's role is going to do and what you're proposing for the permit clerk. And I would just call it a building department clerk.
Not a permit, because
they're going to do multiple things, so a building department clerk, but be clear on the job description, and that is what the city council will approve.
Yes,
and
I have one.
Hiring the new position, but we need to see a job description and
an
estimated salary.
Yeah, that's. I have a job description that I like here, and it's in relation to all other cities. It's pretty much very similar, but as far as pay, I don't want to even get into that, but y'all can do research on it. But I do have a few job descriptions on what role she would, what she would be required to do.
And then Philip, on head of personnel committee, can review it and, you know, work with Jay on salary.
Well, I think, too, what we might hear, well, you know, like I keep saying Melissa, the front office clerk always did both, but we got to understand, and my wife was one of them. She would do business license and the other stuff, too, but it's a lot busier now than it was 25 years ago.
There's a lot more going on. So.
Well, since, I will say this too, Don, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it just popped in my old mind. But it has changed since the state of Alabama requires, in 96, required contractors to be licensed, as well as provide workman comp on their employees, and the provide contracts. Every contractor has to have a contract with whatever client they're working with, because without it, it's a $2,000 fine. But the state of Alabama takes permitting serious. And talking with Mike Roberts in the city of Oxford about their permit clerk, and that was her title, he said she's our best defense against lawsuit, because we know if she approves this permit that it's coincides with Alabama law, and we don't have to worry. They said when she goes to court, we come out winners because she knows what she's doing. That's what I want, because we've been very fortunate here in the city about lawsuits between contractors and clients. That's the part that worries me. Is this permit filled out correctly? Are these people licensed? Did their subcontractors, or are they licensed? If we make mistakes on the permit, then it weakens our defense in any court case that might come up. We got to be right in accordance with the Code of Alabama. And so, there's also several we learn every time we go to a code fishing meeting, but there's also webinars provided by the ICC to keep updated with changes. She'll be expected to keep current with the ICC code. And that'll free me up to focus on two things: getting my inspections well, finished well and documented well, and any project manager that comes up, I'll have time to give those to it. It'd be nice not to worry about permits and office management. We got a lot to do. I think she would be a good addition, because I love to see people who are interested in something. Those are the kind of people I would take them over sometimes more qualified people, but she really has a heart for it. She wants to learn.
Well, I know the last meeting we went to in Oxford.
Yeah, it was in Oxford.
There's this one inspector, head guy. He said, I'll put it to you this way. Because, like I said, I did ask some questions. He said, I'll put it to you this way. The building inspector is very important, but that clerk is a backbone, because that's right. Who we turn to.
Mm-hmm.
If something ain't right, it goes to the clerk.
She's going to have an awesome responsibility, and I've related that to her, and she can handle it. She's ready to. And she gets a shot.
Can I ask, I wasn't sure what the topic of the meeting was, but can I ask an update on the Child Advocacy Center?
That's on my list to discuss, Karen.
Okay.
For y'all that don't know, the bid, there was only two bids submitted to repair.
Can you get us up to speed? I don't even know. All I know is we paid $8,000 for an architect. That's the last I know. We appreciate
you counseling. Well, Raymond can explain that, and then I'll go over the only two bids that came in to fix the flooring issue.
Okay.
Some of them don't know all.
Okay, let's get up to speed then. Since we hired the architect, she has completed her specs and drawn it all out for the contractors. She advertised it out for bid. We got two bidders. We had a bid opening on March the 19th, I believe it was.
I think it was, yeah, March the 19th.
Yep. So we have the bids in hand, what it's going to cost to repair the building with a certified.
And what all, was it just floors, or what all was included in the scope of the repairs?
In this bid, she wants to know what all this bid is to repair.
Okay, this is to repair the damage in the floor system, floor coverings, floor subfloor, subfloors, and about 20% of rotten floor joists to repair that's got damaged by excessive moisture in the crawl space. That house has been sitting low in a wet spot, and it's been rotting in underneath for a long time. Now, not only that, but we've spent money on it. We have to fix the environment, and that's going to cost more after we spend, if we spend this money to fix the, to make the repairs, then we got to finish up what we already started as far as encapsulating the crawl space and taking care of the problem that did it. So we've done part of that already with our Sadler's waterproofing. We cleaned out all the rotten debris from underneath, put sump pumps, got rid of the water, had to install a new sewer, had to install a new water line. We spent, I'm saying, probably about 40.
Just on that.
Just on that. And then we paused after our inspection showed, when we cleaned up and got in there, we could see what damage was done. So we got the architect, she drew up the specs, it's already been out to bid. We have to decide and approve if we're gonna do this. And after we do make the repairs, we still got to go back in one more time to finish up, which means a perimeter drain around the building to keep the water from encroaching again, to add a dehumidifier, and to encapsulate the crawl space to separate the moisture.
And do we have a cost estimate for everything, not just the repairs, but also what needs to be done after the repairs?
I've got an estimate, so we know that the
repair. I think that's what needs to be taken to the council is the full cost.
Well, this I've got, and I'll tell you, I've got an estimate. The reason I use the word estimate because I've got cost quotes for the remainder of that, but we've been working on this for over 3 years trying to get it done, so I'll have to revisit them and bring them up to date. Because I know they're increased, but if we spend the money that it takes to make the repairs, that's a given. We've got that number. It's a hard number. I'll get you another number that'll be a hard number. I'm going to estimate right now from the previous quotes, it's going to look like something like $30,000 to finish that. So.
And then when we made the vote on the 8,000 for the architect, there were comments made about not knowing for sure if it was going to be, have to be demolished going forward. That's what caused concern. So will these repairs be sustainable for
yes. a long time? Yes, and only if we finish up in the fixing the crawl space. We got to eliminate the problem that got us that building in that shape. So.
That's why we need to go ahead and vote on everything, not just the floor repair, so whatever it's going to take to keep it viable and usable, in my opinion. But, I mean, if we have to do it to make it usable for the next several years, then I think that we need to go ahead and look at all of it.
But don't we need to go and vote on the repairs of $125,000 to get everything fixed?
Yes.
Move on that.
You're right. But we can't finish the waterproofing until the repairs are made. So you make, if you spend the $100,000, what was it?
It's a
125.
125, 233.
Yeah, if you spend the 125, 233 to repair the damages, see, we had to pause the waterproofing because you can't do the waterproofing and then make the repairs because you're tearing up some expensive
work. I know, but I'm just saying, go ahead and get it all approved at once if we need to do it. Anyhow, if that's what the recommendation is, to finish the waterproofing, just so everybody has a big picture.
I think an estimate would work better. I think an estimate worked better. I think the clerk might tell us that we can only approve what's been
okay.
That hard
as
number.
As long as the full picture's included in the when we're voting on, so that we understand what other costs are coming down the road.
Yeah, we could say here, if we approve this, be aware that in the future we're going to be looking at another, and I'll have you a closer. I'll get an updated
and
quote.
And some assurance that the building does not need to be demolished.
Oh, absolutely. I can give you that assurance now. If we make the repairs and finish the encapsulation, that builder will outlive us all.
Okay. That's the only thing that caused concern before, was there was a question on if it was going to be long-term or not.
Yeah, when we first approached this problem, and I did my inspections on it. When they called me over there to see if we would fix their problems, you know, our property, their problems, and we found out what shape it was in, my recommendation at that time was, well, we've got choices. We either have to fix it or we have to move them out. And if you don't want to spend money to fix it, we need to demolish it. There's a lot of microbes and mold that we've already had that treated and paid. It's paid for, but it'll have to be treated probably lightly one more time. But that's the approach we took. That's where the word demo came, because that was one of our choices. Do we want to fix it? Do we want to save it? Or do we want to tell them they have to go somewhere else and we demo the building? But if we do all this, Karen, we won't be demoing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jay, we need to revisit the county commission too.
I think the concern with us, and I don't mean to speak for the council, is this child advocacy center serves the entire county. Mm-hmm. And it the appearance that we're carrying the burden of this $150,000-$160,000, and I don't know the answer to that. I wish I did, but
we just need to sit down with the county and see if they can help us out a little bit, because it is a county wide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it services the entire county. It's not just a center. Function.
Any other questions, Karen and Caritha?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate y'all sitting in, and I appreciate everybody
here. Thank y'all.
And thanks for listening to my plan, and I appreciate it much.
So we're leaving this as getting a job description. Yeah. For the clerk and also for the building clerk.
Yeah.
For Melissa's job and the building clerk.
And a cost.
And a cost.
Yeah. Well, we already have the job description, so you can't get that, like, Melissa's going to get the job. You just have to take the new job description to the council for vote and then hold those interviews. And then if Melissa gets that role, then you repost. We already have a job description for Melissa's current role.
Right, right. And we keep saying Melissa may not get the job. I mean, it depends on who applies for it or whatever. But yeah, we're just using Melissa.
Yeah.
Okay, thank y'all very much.
Raymond, I want to say thank you for what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I love it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
He
He's our go-to guy, that's for sure.
I just doing my job. That's all. That's all we do.